and what do you call a lot of worthless things that you just want to get rid of, like stuff you're just gonna throw away.
Well, I'd say it just ain't no good, just throw it away.
Would you have any specific name, you know, like term for it or something?
Hmm?
So would you have a kind of a word for it that you might use? Just like, you know, like say you had a lot of old furniture and stuff that you're just going to burn or just toss out, let somebody carry off. Would you have any specific name for that?
I'd say just carry it to the junkyard.
Oh, okay. If you're doing daily housework, what would you say a woman does in the morning?
Well, first thing she does is cook breakfast. Next thing, she sweeps the house.
And what does she use to sweep with?
A broom.
How about, years ago, Monday was usually the day that women did washing and ironing. What would you call that?
I'd call it a work day.
But what would you call, you know, the, what would say she was doing it? Going to do, she's going out to do the washing and ironing.
I'd say she's going to wash.
And see, what would you call the, how would you get from the first floor to the second floor of a building? By what means, outside of an elevator?
Stairs.
And what do you call the part of the house that's outside, like the, just raised up like we came in on? What do you call that part of the house?
Porch.
Would you call it the same thing if it's not a screened in?
Yeah.
How about if it wasn't on the first floor? Like you had a two-story house and had something like that, would you still call it that?
I'd still call it a porch, yeah.
And see, if the door's open and you wanted somebody to close it, what would you tell them to do?
Close the door.
And what do you call the boards on the side of the house that lap over each other? That kind of cover the outside of the house. They kind of lap like that.
Well, I just either lapped.
Would you call them any kind of special boards or anything? Like, say you're going to fix the house up and put those boards on the side. What kind of boards would you call them?
Well, according to what kind of they're using.
Okay. And if you were, say you're nailing something together, and you say you took the hammer and you what the nails?
What the nail?
Yeah, and say what would you do with the nail if you were going to take a hammer and do something with it, put two boards together? What would you call it?
I'd put the nail back in my box.
How about if you wanted to use it to connect two boards, make sure they stuck together?
Well, I'd drive it through there, brad it down.
Did you build this house?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah.
I bet that took a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm not used to that kind of stuff. What do you call a part of the house that covers the top? Let's say the top of the house.
That's a roof.
And, what do you call little things that go along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
That's the eave.
I've never heard it called that. And, if you have... What do you call a little building that's used for storing wood or tools?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it? A little building, like a little place outside that you'd use for